You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. So glad to have you here. This week, what are we talking about? Well, this week, let's talk about the awareness it takes to have more fun with your purpose-driven fear. What's that all about? Well, we'll find out. You see, they say nothing good happens in your comfort zone, but what do they mean by that? How do we get so comfortable in our discomfort zone that we can make magic happen in our lives? Interesting question. And that's why I have an equally interesting guest today. It's my friend, Laura DeFranco. I've known Laura for a fair while now. We've actually collaborated on a book together, and it's great finding to combine so we can get Laura on here. I'll just tell you a little bit about Laura. Laura DeFranco is the owner of Brave Healer Productions, where she's built a powerful community learning to spread their message of health and empowerment in much, much bigger ways. Laura has almost three decades of expertise in holistic physical therapy, and with a third degree black belt and eight books, she has a clear preference for traveling fast and being badass. But she's also the champion of small business owners who want to push their health-based practices to the next level. That's my guest, Laura DeFranco. Hey, Laura, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I absolutely love this topic. So I'm so excited to be able to talk to you about it today.
We are going to have such a blast. I just know it. Before we dive in, we've heard a little bit about Laura's bio, but for people who maybe haven't come across you before, who is Laura?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. I have labeled myself the goddess of badassery. And, you know, really honestly, I'm a California girl. I grew up in San Francisco, moved across the country. When I met a guy, you know, we do that for love sometimes. And I've been here on the East Coast for 30 years, building my business and, raising my family and, the question of who is Laura DeFranco is such a great question. It kind of makes me go in all kinds of different directions. But honestly, I really believe part of my mission on the planet is to help people be brave about sharing their stories out loud.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, we're talking about having fun with your purpose-driven fear. So I guess first question I've got is, what do we mean by purpose-driven fear? What is it?
You know, I started calling it that when I realized there was this fear coming up in me that felt boring. It just felt like it was getting in the way of what I really was meant to do here on the planet. And I started, you know, there's this primal survival kind of fear that we all need, that keeps us safe and protects us from the saber-toothed tigers of the world, right? But these days, the fear that came up for me repeatedly seemed to be exactly in line with what I needed to do to take the next best step with my business, with my life, with my sort of journey toward more joy and love and gratitude. So I started calling it purpose-driven. And I started using it more as a compass. I got good at feeling it inside of myself and then differentiating it from that survival kind of fear.
Okay. So how do we differ? I mean, as you say, a lot of fear comes from survival and absolutely serves us. So how do we tell the difference between normal fear, for want of a better word, and purpose-driven fear?
So one of the exercises that I do with my gals is we really practice a form of body awareness for this exact reason. So I would ask, you know, the listeners, what does a yes feel like inside of you? And by yes, I mean something that really feels good and easy and purposeful and something you were meant to go do, right? What does the yes feel like inside of you? But there's also the question of what does the no feel like? Now, listen, I'm a holistic physical therapist, and so I am bringing you into your body, which is the place that you get to learn the language of that inner guide of yours, your intuition. And so I want people to know the difference between the yes and the no so that they can start to make decisions based on what their body, mind, body is already telling them feels good to them. And I would say that a very, very basic sort of foundational level, that's the answer to your question. Of course, sometimes it gets more complicated, but yeah.
As with all things in life.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And this is something that you go into a lot more depth with people that you work with, yeah?
Definitely, yes. I mean, it's a, you know, feeling, intuition, that type of thing is a lifelong practice, right? Awareness is a lifelong practice. If any of you guys meditate and you practice, you know, getting still and centered and grounded as a part of your lifestyle, you know that that's a lifelong practice. So yeah, of course.
All right. So we kind of know that there's a difference between normal fear and purpose-driven fear. And we can kind of develop a lifelong practice of working out what fear we're feeling at any given time, which of those it is by being aware of our body. How does it help us to know that we're experiencing purpose-driven fear? I mean, surely isn't fear? It's something to be afraid of. How does knowing that it's purpose-driven, how does that help us?
You know, I decided to try to reframe it for myself because it was getting me so stuck and paralyzed. I had big dreams. I have big vision for my life and business. I want to help a lot of people. I want to help them share stories. I want to share authentic stories. But some of that fear that was coming up in me, for instance, this isn't good enough. Nobody's going to want to hear this. Who's good? You know, no one's going to want what I have to offer. Mostly it was that not good enough kind of fear. And once upon a time, I read a blog by Elizabeth. I changed it kind of to your fear of not good enough is boring. And here's why, and here's how it helps me. Because there's somebody that when they hear your story is changed by it. Sometimes you can even save somebody's life by telling a story that resonates with them to a certain degree. And there is always healing in it for the storyteller as well, right? So it's helped me understand it in a way that I can just kind of like, you know, make a different decision. If I'm feeling paralyzed by that fear, I can just sort of talk to myself and say, hey, you know, what if you could change somebody's life by sharing this? You know, could you get over it? Get out of your own way and just share this in a way that would make you feel good? And the answer always was yes. And so that helped me a lot. It helped me go from painfully shy to holding a microphone in my hand. Seriously, that was a big deal for me.
I can imagine that. That's a huge step for someone to make.
Definitely. I mean, anybody who wants to share their story, anybody who understands, you know, about stepping on a stage maybe for the first time and like shaking in your boots, trying to do something like that, that's purpose-driven fear right there.
Got it.
Yes.
Right. So, which I guess brings us to comfort zones. As we covered in our introduction, they say nothing good happens in the comfort zone. Sure. Well, is that true? I mean, surely when we're in our comfort zone, good things are happening.
Well, my guess is your comfort zone kind of feels meh. It just kind of feels like content. It doesn't necessarily feel like the, you know, the big yes inside of you. It doesn't feel like the adventure you're craving. It doesn't feel blissed out or anything in the, you know, the bigger joy department. It just kind of feels okay. And my challenge to people is to, you know, dip your toe in your discomfort zone, because there are miracles over there. There are great achievements. There are great adventures. There's possibility of such big feelings of joy and love and connection there, right? But if you're kind of hanging out in the comfort zone, just okay, kind of content, you're never going to be able to feel those bigger feelings that are available to everybody.
Got it. So that's our comfort zone. It's kind of where we're feeling comfortable. But as you say, we're comfortable, but not ecstatic and not really fully embracing life. Yeah.
And big dreams for your life. You're not going to be hanging out in your comfort zone realizing those. Those live in the discomfort zone, but the discomfort meaning that purpose-driven kind of discomfort, that purpose-driven kind of fear. So I want people to start to use that language so that they understand there's an exciting opportunity there.
Got it. I think that's helping me to see the difference there. So we can become uncomfortable just for the sake of being uncomfortable, and we can become scared for the sake of being scared, or we can become uncomfortable because there is a purpose behind it, which once we manage to overcome that discomfort, brings us great potential for great rewards.
Definitely. Yes. I love how you put it that way. That's exactly it.
Nice. Got it. And that kind of helps me to see how you came up with the naming for it as well. It's beautiful. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, we spend a long time labeling things, don't we? We're really good at it. So, like, as a writer, I love to think about different ways to think about things, to write about things, different words to use, to kind of break up our old patterns of the way that we think and our perspectives. And, you know, there's a question I love to ask, you know, what if there's something you haven't learned yet that could change everything? And even just being in those questions will change everything. Just being in the possibilities, right? What if there's something you haven't learned yet that could change everything? I love that question. I ask it to myself all the time.
I'm pausing here because I'm writing this down. I love that question. So what if there's something you haven't learned yet that could change everything?
Yes. And you know, things happen like that in life sometimes, but I would venture to say that only really happens in your discomfort zone. Like, you do have to be an adventurer. I call these people warriors, because it does take a warrior to be living in your discomfort zone on a daily basis. It really does. You have to check your mind, body every single day. You have to be in a practice, even a discipline of mindset awareness. So, you know, the people who chose this path are definitely not wimps. They are warriors.
Yeah, very true. I guess that kind of leads to a question that I know many people would have, and that is, well, it's okay for them. They're warriors. They've got the strength. They've got the discipline. But what about me? I'm not good enough to do all that. So I haven't got the strength to do that. I guess I should just stick in my comfort zone.
Well, here's the thing about all those ways you want to feel. Like, you would like to feel motivated and confident and strong and courageous. The problem is, you'll never feel that way without taking the action. So we don't, if you're waiting around to feel confident to go do the thing, you will be waiting forever. So of course, this is the answer, you know, if I had the answer to the $1 billion question, what would help people do the thing they know they already know they need to do, right? That would be really, really great. So I think everyone has to ask themselves, what would it take for me to take the connection with the feeling of the answer to that $1 billion question.
Got it. So I guess basically what you're saying is that these people aren't warriors because they had the confidence to do the thing. It was doing the thing that gave them the confidence to be the warrior.
Exactly.
Nice.
It was figuring it out how to take the action first.
Yeah.
Yep. And the more you do it, here's the brilliant part of this, is the more you do that, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
And so you develop that practice of action taking, even with those feelings you're having inside, it gets a little bit easier. You develop more courage, more confidence, more strength, more motivation in the process of it. And that's, you know, it's something I've experienced and I've seen in other people, but man, does it take a lot to get yourself to do that action, especially the first few times, you know. The example of stepping on the stage, for instance. Like, I did it shaking the first time or two. Literally, people could see it. It was obvious, you know. But I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And I spoke into that microphone, and I heard my own sound, and I had to go through all the things I was going through viscerally. You know, in my body, but I'm happy to report to you that I can now do that without that whole body reaction happening, you know, thank goodness.
Nice. Yeah. I think that is such an important distinction. They're not warriors. Then they didn't do it because they're warriors. They're warriors because they did it. And you find it easy to be on stage now because you've done it so many times.
Easier. I think
easier.
If you don't have a little bit of nerves, then maybe something's dead inside, right? So you do have a nervous energy when I stand there today, but I found a way to use that purpose-driven fear to be able to share, because I know it's not about me anymore. And so that was the whole thing about that not good enough thing is boring, you guys, right? So because it was about the people sitting in front of me listening, and if I could deliver the gift, I always knew that somebody would be helped by it. And I'm telling you, that's a game changer in as far as sharing your story.
For sure. Yeah. So what advice would you give to someone who's maybe kind of thinking, okay, but it's how do I start getting comfortable with entering my discomfort zone? What can I do to kind of just give me that push to make that first step? I get that the more I do it, the more comfortable I'll get with it. How do I make that first step?
I really think that if I looked back at all of the ways I did that, one of the most important things would be to surround myself with a group of people who are also doing it.
Right.
Because, we can do everything on our own if we want to. But nowadays, especially, we do not have to. And there's so much more power, empowerment, and energy in grabbing hands with somebody and helping each other along, you know? So I think surround yourself with other people who you know are doing this and who can help you stay accountable and also work out those feelings I was talking about that feel like that primal fear, but you know it's more purpose-driven and you just want to be able to take the action. So that's one of the ways that I do it still. Is I surround myself with other badasses who are going for it.
Got it. And that makes a lot of sense. As you say, you don't have you don't have to do everything by yourself. You don't have to do it alone. And by surrounding yourself with others who are going through it or who have gone through it, you get that support. And yeah, beautiful way of doing it. Beautiful.
Yes, for sure. It's support. It's community. It's feeling like, you know, you're not the only one in the world that feels that way. It's understanding perspective of different people's stories. Mm-hmm. It's getting coaching when you need it. There's so much to learn in the world about everything, wow. right? So it's just so many aspects to having a community to do that with.
Yeah. And of course, community is one of the things which you have successfully built up as well. Built up a community around helping others to go through this. So for people who are listening or watching to this, who maybe want to find out a bit more or perhaps even get in touch or get involved, what's the best way for them to get in touch or to find out more?
Yeah, thank you. Just come on over to bravehealer.com. And you can connect with me there in multiple different ways.
Bravehealer.com, the website.
You got it.
A lot more about Laura. Fantastic. Obviously, you're also all over the social medias and all that sort of thing. If you go to the show page for this episode, as always, we've got lots more details about Laura, her bio, all of her links and everything. You can always find that on the show page, keithblakemorenoble.com/show. And if you want to find out about Laura directly, just go to bravehealer.com. You'll find out a lot more.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out, Laura. I've really enjoyed this. I've certainly learned a few things here. I think I've got a bit of a deeper understanding now about just what we mean by purpose-driven fear. And it's a fascinating topic. Thank you for giving us just the smallest of glimpses of an insight into what it's all about.
Oh, thank you very much. That was an awesome conversation. I really do love chatting about this topic, and it really does change things. As soon as you can change the thought you have about it, you can change almost anything. So I love it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
My absolute pleasure. And thank you, dear viewer, dear listener, however you're catching this. I hope you found it as interesting and enjoyable as I did. Let us know. What did you think? Do get in touch with Laura. Do drop me a line, like us, rate us, leave a comment, whatever it is, share it with people far and wide. This message really does need to get out. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you next time. I'm going to leave you with a beautiful quote, which I got from this chat with Laura. I really do love this one. What if there's something you haven't learned yet, which could change everything?
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.